right, welcome everybody. We are Tennis Heads. Thanks for joining us. Today is August 20, 2014. I am Kirby Martin alongside the blazing Bajan Chike Delamore.
What's up, folks?
And we are here to discuss the 2014 Women's U.S. Open. Chike, what you got?
Well, let's just start off by talking about who we see as our most dangerous dark horses in the tournament. And I'm going to throw a couple names out there for you. Garbine Muguruza, she upset Serena Williams at the French Open. Andrea Petkovic, she's kind of coming back from a series of injuries, really. And even the French woman, Elise Cornet, who upset Serena at Wimbledon. These are definitely people ranked, let's say, outside of the top 15, maybe even the top 20 in the world. But they are definitely have the belief, definitely have the game to take down probably one of the best, if not one of the greatest all-time female players in Serena Williams.
I have one more name to add to that list. Svetlana Kuznetsova.
Yes. Yes.
She is playing some really quality tennis. She got taken out last week by Ivanovic, who is just on fire right now. But I certainly any of the top 10 players would have to be on alert if they were going to play Kuznetsova.
One thing which I'll say about Svetlana, and I almost consider her like the Tommy Robredo of the women's tour, is that she is just so solid. She's not going to beat herself. And she is going to be a tough out for anyone. Even a Serena Williams, like she can handle your pace. If you try to Monica Niculescu her and just kind of chip and just kind of slice and dice of her, she can handle that. She's just a veteran. She has pretty much almost every shot in the book. She can go like pace with pace. She can go slice with slice. She can go serve and volley with serve and volley. She just is such an experienced, well-rounded player. She would be a tough out.
Yeah, her experience certainly makes her a huge threat when coming up against a top opponent. One of the players that I want to talk about, I had the fortune of seeing her play Jelena Jankovic last week in Cincinnati, is Sloane Stephens. And everyone knows how great of an athlete Sloane is. Everyone knows that how solid her ground strokes are. And she's not had that great of a year. And you actually pointed this out to me a couple months ago about her attitude.
Yes.
And I got to see that attitude live last week. And you are totally right. Sloane has to have a head adjustment if she's going to be a success on the women's tour. And this is coming off of my prediction about a year and a half ago that she would be the number one player in the world 3 years from now.
I mean, I just have to say one of my biggest concerns with Sloane is when she got rid of Paul Anacone as her coach. I mean, Paul is easily one of the best coaches in the world right now. He is a great voice to have in your ear. And when she got rid of him, kind of it seemed like after just a very trial basis. I mean, he was really just her coach for the Grand Slams, not really for the tournaments in between, if I understand their agreement correctly. And it was just kind of like, really? If you have an opportunity to work with someone as great as Paul, why would you get rid of him so quickly? On top of that, I've always mentioned, when things are going well in Sloane's world, when things are going well on court, she is like the happiest girl in the world. When things aren't going the way she wants them to, she's down a set and a break, it's not looking good, that's when she just seems to really fall apart. That's when she just seems to have all the fight in her drain right out.
And it drains out in an extremely negative way. And this is something that a tennis player cannot afford to have.
And let me just interject one other name at this point. And this is someone who's coming into the U.S. Open after losing early in the last two Masters or WTA Premier events, the Rogers Cup and then the Cincinnati, and that's Eugenie Bouchard. She lost in the second round, both in the Rogers Cup and then again in Cincinnati, but in both of those matches, she went down fighting. So even though she was not playing her best tennis by far, Eugenie Bouchard, who has made the semis of the Australian, the semis of the French, and the final of Wimbledon, she has in her mindset that if you're going to beat me, you're going to have to fight through me.
Well,
and that is something which Sloane does not have.
Well, okay, so I'm going to give you that Eugenie, between the two, her and Sloane, she's got way the better attitude. And she's also got top game. And my prediction that I made a year and a half ago, I think, was that in 3 years, Sloane would be number one, Eugenie would be number two. I have to totally redo that now because of how negative Nancy Sloane is. However, the last match that I got to see Eugenie play on television, she was playing, how do I say this, not smart tennis. Like, she was basically out to prove to the world how hard she could hit the ball out. And it was just a very poor performance. Yeah, her results this year speak for themselves.
Yeah.
Two semifinals in the Grand Slams. She is
and a final.
And a final, okay.
In Wimbledon, she lost to Kvitova.
Right, okay.
Who was playing some absolutely out-of-this-world tennis.
For sure. I just think that... I think Eugenie could win the U.S. Open, but she has to play percentage tennis. She has to play smart. She has to keep the ball in and take the opening when it's presented to her, not when she's 5 feet behind the baseline in the doubles alley.
Well, let me make one more prediction right now. I think Eugenie stands a really good chance of being world number one in the next 3 to 4 years. In that same time, I do not think Sloane will rise above the top five in women's tennis.
That makes me sad. I think Sloane has the ability to. I think the physical ability is there, but she's got to show me some in the head game she hasn't yet.
I think Sloane is going to be a late bloomer. Okay. She is showing me right now that she's not ready. Physically, she is.
For sure.
But mentally, she is not.
And it's this is the weird thing that I feel like a year ago even, Sloane was one of the toughest mental players that was on the women's tour. And somehow in the last year, that has all deteriorated. All right, let's move on. Let's talk about Ana Ivanovic. I know that you saw the match between her and Sharapova, which I thought was the best women's match that I've seen this year. I haven't seen a whole lot of tennis this year, but that for sure took the cake. It looked like for all the world after she dropped the second set that this was just the same story where Maria comes back and Maria beats you down and you lose faith in yourself. And Ivanovic showed me something.
Ivanovic is maturing as a player. She's now in her mid-20s, I want to say 26. She is definitely starting to really just find a way to dig deeper in her game. She's had a very good season, had a big upset over Serena at the Australian Open. She has a lot more belief in herself right now. And I would probably say that she's currently ranked number 9 in the world. And with Lina out of the U.S. Open, she'll be the number 8 seed. But I would definitely say she stands a strong chance of making at least the semis, if not the final, of the U.S. Open.
All right, well, we're going to make our predictions here at the end of the podcast.
Absolutely.
But I'm going to say right now that she is number 2 in mind. Serena, obviously, is a front runner. But Ivanovic, I think, is the second toughest player in the women's draw right now.
Day in, day out, I would have to agree.
Her return of serve and her ground strokes are pretty much the same as Serena's. They are powerful and they are super consistent.
I would have to pretty much agree, but the one person who I'd probably put slightly ahead of Ivanovic is Simona Halep. And she is my favorite women's player. I love her balance. I love her high tennis IQ. I love just the way she moves around the court. She's one of the best movers in a women's game. I really feel Simona Halep, this could be her Grand Slam to win. I think, obviously, it's probably Serena's to lose, but I feel this could be Simona's to win.
So we would be remiss if we didn't throw Maria Sharapova into the discussion. She just beat Halep in Cincinnati. How do you see Maria's chances in terms of making a final at the U.S. Open?
I think her chances are good, pretty solid, but It will depend on which side of the draw she's on, if she's on Serena's side or Halep's side. It would also depend on kind of which Maria shows up for a match. She, like, kind of like when she played Ivanovic, she can go on a walkabout for pretty much a
set. Like seven doubles in that third
set. Yeah, I mean, kind of like sometimes for a set and a half. Like, she lost the first set easily. She was down a break in the second. It looked like it was Ivanovic's match to lose. And then Sharapova just came storming back. Now, against...
Well, and Ivanovic got tight.
Right.
Ivanovic, she was up 5-2 in that second set. She had she had rolled Maria in the first set, and she called for her coach at 5-2, which I thought was an enormous tactical error. That was a clear message to Maria that I'm not ready to win this, I'm tight, I'm nervous, and Maria took full advantage of that.
But with that said, I mean, it's something where I feel like right now, like, there's something that's just missing. I don't know if she's hungry enough. I don't know if she's just doesn't have the same amount of belief that she did a few years ago.
Well, I mean, she just won the French Open.
In the French, it just seemed like she had a lot of focus. But over the last few months, it just seems like she just kind of wavers and fluctuates. And then she focuses or refocuses again and plays great tennis. But if she's playing against someone who's very solid, who is on their game, it will be very hard to come back from a deficit. If she's playing against a Sabina Lazicki, who is serving well and playing well, if she's down a set and a break and Sabina is serving like at her highest level, you can't always come back from that. Same with Sam Stosur. If she's playing against a Sam who has a solid game and she's down a set and a break, you can't always come back from that. Or a Kvitova. I mean, it's just there are a number of players out there who are experienced, who have solid service games, who, if they're on, she may not be able to find herself digging or be able to dig out of that hole. So I'm actually going to put Sharapova on upset alert. I don't think it'll be early. I think she can handle herself against players ranked outside of, let's say, the top 32. But once you get into the third, fourth, and possibly quarterfinals, Sharapova definitely runs the risk of being upset by a player either who's ranked lower than her, or because she's going to be seeded to go to the quarterfinals just from where her ranking has fallen right now, but or she may lose to a player who she really and truly should beat.
So I got two other players that I want to talk about who I think are locks for the quarterfinals and perhaps no further, and that's Caroline Wozniacki and Aga Radwanska. I thought Wozniacki played exceptionally well in Cincinnati. She's never going to beat herself. She plays incredible percentage tennis. Her strokes are amazing. There's tons of her margin of error there. And she's really, really solid mentally. Aga, kind of the same deal. She plays a little bit of a different game than most of the ladies. She hits a flatter ball. It's lower in the strike zone than pretty much everyone else's ball on the ladies tour. And for that, I think it makes her a difficult out. Although I think when she comes up against the real power hitters, like Ivanovic, like Williams, like Sharapova, and maybe even throw Halep in there, Li Na for sure, who's not playing at the US Open this year, she has troubles because those players can hit winners against her from a lot of different positions on the court. But I think both those ladies are pretty much locks for the quarters.
I would agree. They'll be definitely tough people to beat before you get to like the top eight in the world. But, I mean, let's just go into our predictions for who we feel are going to make the semis and the finals.
Okay, great.
Who do you got, Kirby?
And again, this is without seeing a draw. Serena Williams, Simona Halep, Anna Ivanovic, and Eugenie Bouchard. You got anything different than that?
Possibly. I mean, I definitely think Serena and Halep will be in the semis. One other player that I want to just mention as being kind of like a dangerous floater who's really has the potential of taking down one of the top four seeds in this tournament is Jelena Jankovic. She's ranked inside the top 10. She's playing great tennis right now. She has made the final of the U.S. Open back in 2008. She hasn't won a Grand Slam, but she's come very close to doing it. And I honestly think she is, on a good day, is capable of beating anyone in the world, including Serena Williams. She can hit through the court. She can go for her shots. She seems to almost be unfazed by little minor setbacks that might happen in the match.
I have to disagree with you on that. I really feel like the chink in her armor is the mental side of her game. She tends to moan and complain to her camp when things aren't going perfect for her.
I would agree, but in 2014, to me, overall, she's starting to change that mental side around. It's not perfect, but it's much better than it has been in the last 2 or 3 years.
It's getting better, and I'm actually really happy to see it for her. But I think that her Achilles heel is her inability at all times to be positive. Okay, so give me your top two who you think could be in the final.
I'm going to have to go with Halep and Serena.
Yeah, it's really hard to argue with that, but I'm going to go Serena and Ana Ivanovic, and I don't see anybody beating Serena. Do you?
I do not as well. The one thing about this Grand Slam is that this is the last opportunity Serena has of winning the Slam in 2014. She lost to Ivanovic in the Australian Open. She lost to Garbiñ Muguruza in the French Open. She lost to Elise Cornet in Wimbledon. So she is coming into this tournament after losing before even like the semis or finals in the previous Grand Slams. I want to say Elise's was like in the third round, or Garbiñ Muguruza was like the third round of French. I mean, it was early, and it was something that was a huge upset. So I expect Serena to come into the U.S. Open focused. I expect her to come into the U.S. Open hungry. And I honestly don't think she'll drop a set winning this tournament.
And she's certainly confident after winning Cincinnati. And I just want to throw in one other kind of cool thing. I saw an interview with her and Darren Cahill, I think Chris Evert, and the Honorable Cliffy Drysdale. And I think it was the first time I've ever seen an interview with Serena where she was being herself. She just seemed very sincere and rather gracious, even a little bit humble. And it was such a fresh breath of air from this like girly act that she loves to put on that she has put on in the past. I actually feel like rooting for her now. Great. Well, thanks so much for joining us, everybody. This has been Tennis Heads. Please find us on Twitter and holler at us if you have any questions or comments or rants. I am at Tennis Head Kirby. He is at Tennis Head Chike. That's C-H-I-K-E. Thanks so much for joining us. It's going to be a beautiful Open, and we'll see you after.
Peace.